Fiction can teach you life lessons and change reality. It creates ideas in your head about what life could possibly be like. According to Jessica Wise, scholars are discovering evidence that stories shape culture, and that some of what we believe about life comes not from fact, but from fiction. This means that fiction has a big impact on reality already. If there are more books that are fiction that come out, it will add on to what we know. Fiction has changed our perspective of love, friendship, coming of age, and life. The way fiction has changed our perspective of love is in the poem What Love Isn't by Yara's Daily Ward. It talks about how love is not a smooth road and has some of its rough moments. Fiction has changed our perspective on that. The poem explains how love is irregular and difficult and how it's always a surprise. But that's what makes it interesting and complicated. That's why the poem Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare is still famous to this day, because of its relatable topic of love. Their love was so complicated they ended up dying because they could not live without each other. In the end, the lesson of love that we see in these two texts is that love can be confusing, complicated, and difficult. Although it cannot be perfectly summed up since there are different types of love, all real love has its ups and downs, and there is no such thing as love without sorrow and happiness. While we are on the topic of how fiction changed our perspective, it has also changed our perspective on life. The poem Mother to Son by Langston Hughes is a mother telling her son how life is hard and how she had to persevere through it. And when it gets hard for him, he needs to persevere also, telling him he needs to keep pushing forward and climb until you reach the top, because it will always be difficult. You have bumps in the road and you have to overcome. The book To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, it talks about a little girl and her struggle to handle the difficulties she will face. One topic is discrimination from a teacher because of her ability to read at her young age. It is relevant to today because the book deals with many topics of discussion in this day and age, such as discrimination, racial injustice, and identity crisis. Because these two books show that life is hard and you have to persevere. It is relevant to today world because we need to persevere in life and move forward no matter the difficulties you will face. Moreover, fiction has changed our perspective on friendship. In the book Amigo Brothers, it shows that real friendship means you always be there for the other person no matter what, and that you will not let other things affect a friendship. It shows that real friendship should be inseparable and unbreakable, even if they have to go against each other in a boxing match. It taught kids the idea of friendship, loyalty, and also acts of care, so it spreads positivity around in the real world. The topic is relevant to us today because friendship is one of the most important types of relationships humans have. It creates empathy, and empathy is a big part of what makes us actually human. The next topic is coming of age. The poem David's Old Soul by Nikki Grimes is a book that explains how a boy has to grow up faster to take care of his little brother due to circumstances making him not have a father. It explains how a boy who is very young has to grow up fast because he has to take care of his brother. His mother has also told him to dig deep and stand strong to be a role model for his siblings. The Growing Up by Russell Baker is a book about a boy who grew up and had to learn about adversity, courage, and growing up at once. It is relevant to today's world because there are families that have no idea how to provide extra support, so they have to learn to grow up fast and care for themselves. In conclusion, both books talk about two different characters who went through the same kind of experience at a young age and were forced to grow up due to uncontrollable circumstances. Family is also another topic affected by fiction. In the story of Medicine Bag by Virginia Driving House Sneeves, it clearly shows that no matter what type of friendship or any other relationship with people you have, family should always come first. It also shows that you should always be grateful for family, because family is unlike anything else. You have to, with family, anyone else, family sticks by you through all times, even with all of life's ups and downs. In the book Family Book by Todd Pear shows that no matter what, family is always family, and they all share one thing, and that is deep inside every person, they care about each other, as it's one of the few things all family have in common, even though every single family has its differences. I think that is relevant today because it is one of the few things in the world that hasn't changed. Every single family around the world shares love and care about each other, and they always have. In conclusion, I think that family is about keeping everyone close, caring, loving, and protecting one another. Fiction has altered our thinking of the topics of love, friendship, coming of age, and life. Fiction is a very important genre that shaped our generation. It teaches us the struggle of the importance of friendship, the aspects of life, and even the way some people handle the coming of age. Fiction is very important to our society because it shapes our culture. Fiction has impacted us greatly as a whole and will continue to.